KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live, and the boys' teams are warming up, and the Irish have been in the 1Bs now, I think, for 6 years. But the opponent this afternoon brings back some memories for me. I spent a lot of time teaching and coaching here at the Walla Walla Catholic Schools, and a lot of great matchups with the Assotin Panthers, whether it was football, basketball, or baseball. And they are in the road black uniforms, white numbers trimmed in orange. The Irish will be in the home whites with the forest green numbers trimmed in Vegas gold. Both teams were defeated yesterday in first day action. Mackay beat Assotin's boys 53-45. In a game where Mackay led by double digits for quite a bit of the contest, Assotin made some runs at him, ended up losing by eight. And then the DeSales boys, who came into the ball game last night against Moses Lake Christian, undefeated at 5-0. Moses Lake was undefeated at 8-0. And it was a physical contest from start to finish. And Moses Lake Christian was the better of the two teams on January 2nd at 54-44. Offensive execution versus the physical play of Moses Lake Christian was an issue for the Irish. Ability to finish on offense and to rebound against that physical play was really stood out to me as something the Irish have got to answer the bell on that. Hats off to Moses Lake Christian. Very good ball club. Both those teams, four straight years in the state tournament. And both undefeated right now, not the sales anymore now at 5-1. The little bit of silver lining, Spencer Green, who quite frankly struggled offensively so far this season. He only had 4 points at the half, but he went off for 20 in the second half, finishing with 24. Took a lot of shots to do it and a lot of work to do it, as he was the main focus of a smothering defense by Moses Lake Christian. But other than Spencer, the only guy that really stepped up was Manning Filan, the 5'10 senior, 12 points, including 4-4 from the free throw line. But he fouled out in the ball game, and he is in street clothes for this one. I will not speculate on a specific diagnosis, but he went hard to the floor being fouled late in the ball game. It was inadvertent, but he ended up getting undercut. The Moses Lake player ended up on the floor, and then Manning came down on him, and the first thing that hit the floor was the back of his head. So won't speculate. It's hopefully just precautionary that if he's on concussion protocol, that usually takes about a week to go through the steps, at least a week. So we'll see if he's available Wednesday for that big league game at Liberty Christian. Well, the Irish got to respond, which good teams will do. Got to flush last night's game and get on to Assotin, and then get ready for Liberty Christian on Wednesday. With that, we'll take a break. We'll come back with the starting lineups. You're listening to Irish Boys Basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at ComfortRightDayOrNight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at DeSales High School, game two of the second day of the 16th annual Christmas Classic, and an unfamiliar spot for the Irish, especially in recent years. The Irish in the consolation bracket playing the afternoon ball game. Early on when this tournament first started, University, was it University Prep? Was that the name of this?
Yes.
Yeah, they came down from Seattle, and they had some really good teams, so we got knocked around by them every once in a while. But in recent years, the Irish boys have been in the
seven times.
Yeah, University of Prep won it seven times in a row. We had won three of the last four, but we won't win it this year. Moses Lake Christian will. Anything can happen against any opponent, but I'm guessing Moses Lake Christian will be all over Mackay in the championship game. Let's look at the starting lineups. First, for the Assotin Panthers, they are 2-4 overall. They are the fourth place team out of the Northeast 2B classification under head coach Morgan LeBlanc. And they lost to Mackay 53-45. Spencer Conklin, a 5'10 senior, will start. I watched most of the game yesterday. He had 12 points, and he'll shoot the three-pointer. He hit three of them yesterday. 5'7 senior Bennett Anderson will start. He had 9 points. 5'11 senior Sawyer Berry had six. Tacoa Leister, a 5'9 junior, had 7 points against Mackay. And Dylan Finney, a 6'1 senior, started but did not score. Off the bench, Sam Schaefer at 5'8 had 8 points, and Cole Eller, a 6'1 senior, had 3 points off the bench. So not much height for the Panthers. Their tallest player listed is 6'3, but he did not play against Mackay yesterday. And seniors, they've got a lot of them. They start four seniors and a junior. For DeSales, they will change up the lineup a little bit with Manning Filan being injured, but this gives Malachi Raymond a chance to continue his transition into playing shape. He missed the first four games of the season with that broken finger, and then he suited up at Pomeroy Tuesday, got in the game for three or four spurts, and he got in the game against Moses Lake Christian for several short spurts, but he will start with Manning Filan not available for this ball game. And Cohen Wood, the 6'1", 6-foot junior, will start. Maddox Filan, the 5'9", senior, will start. Jax Gazelle really tried to answer the bell with the physicality of Moses Lake Christian. He was one of their... I'm not saying the Irish boys wimped out against Moses Lake Christian, but they were not as physical, and you can always step it up another notch. The Jackson Gazelle was playing hard. 5'9 senior, he'll start. And Spencer Green, 5'10 senior, 24 points last night, 20 in the second half. Moses Lake Christian's top player, Jonathan Ferguson, who had 28 points and 8-for-8 free throw shooting, they put him on Spencer down the stretch when the Irish tried to hang in there and make one final run. And then he had the long arms, the leaping ability, and he was able to shut Spencer down the last couple minutes. But it's good to see Spencer get on a roll offensively, and hopefully he can keep it up here against a Panther squad that is 2-4 on the season. Malachi Raymond into the jump circle with Dylan Finney. Malachi controls the tip to Maddox Filan. To Wood in the corner, back to Maddox. They'll set the offense against a man-to-man defense by Ahsoka. Wood gets a screen from Malachi Raymond. Wood drives to the foul line, just inside the foul line. Takes a shot, won't go. Rebound, chased down by Raymond. Raymond kicks it out to Green, but he traveled. So Malachi, a good ball player, sees the floor well. He had his back to the basket, and out of the left side of his vision, he saw Cohen Wood cutting to the basket. Out of his right side of the vision, Spencer wide open for three. He got caught in between. He threw it to Spencer, but his pivot foot had already switched, traveling. Ahsoka in the front court for the first time. The Irish in an aggressive man-to-man defense, it looks like, against the Panthers. And or are they playing zone? No, they're playing zone, playing some zone. And Green knocks the ball out of bounds away from Finney, 10 on the shot clock. So the Sales looks to be working on an aggressive 2-3 zone defense. And these non-league games are a time for coaches to work on things. Long inbound pass, almost stolen by Wood, but run down by Anderson. Shot clock at 4. There's a long 3 attempt by Leister. Won't go. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Malachi and Green almost collide. Malachi loses the ball. Conklin gets it. He takes a shot. Won't go. Green with the rebound. Now to Maddox Filand. Maddox to the runner up the left side. Hey. Jackson Gazelle who lays it in. Maddox Filand saw the court well. Jackson rewarded for hustling full speed down the left wing. Maddox drew the defense to the right, and there's a loose ball picked up by Gazelle. Ahead to Wood. Back to Gazelle. Gazelle slices the basket, lays it in with the left hand. Timeout of Soton. So the Sales, back-to-back transition lay-ins. Jackson Gazelle puts him in from the left side. Irish up 4-0, 6:34, just underway first quarter.
I think that might be his high game.
Well, 4 points.
Two minutes into the game, he got his highest scoring game.
Well, his effort level was really high yesterday, but
it was.
He had trouble with his shot, and when the Irish struggled as a team offensively, but he's off to a good start, and that was a nice feed from Maddox Filand on that first lay-in.
Oh, it was. But go hard to the basket, too. Yep. Those are nice lay-ins. Those are the ones he struggled with, so hopefully that'll create some confidence.
Yep. 2-2-1 zone press look as the Panthers inbound the ball. They get into front court to Beery. Beery on the drive, he lays it in. So the Panthers respond to Coach LeBlanc's timeout. They break the press and get a lay-in. Irish up 4-2. There's a pass knocked away underneath by Beery. He falls into the Panther bench, and Coach LeBlanc likes the hustle. 4 seniors in their starting lineup. Spencer Green will inbound in front of the Panther bench. Out top to Maddox Filand. Hands it out to Spencer Green. Spencer loses the handle momentarily. He gets to the top of the key, cuts down the lane, and he lays it in. Spencer dribbled right to left, and as soon as he hit the center part of the court, he drove down the right lane, laid it in, and got fouled. It's like he took a right turn when he got to the middle of the court, and gets the lane and a chance at a 3-point play. And he misses a free throw. Rebound, Maddox Filand runs it down. Raymond kept it alive. Now Green's got under the basket, but he's trapped on the end line. Gets it to Maddox Filand. Splits the defense and lays it in. DeSales attacking the basket. Good body control by Maddox. Irish have baskets from 3 different players and lead it 8-2. Conklin has it stolen by Malachi Raymond. Ahead to Spencer Green, who lays it up, and it falls away. Cohen Wood and was running down the middle of the floor. Spencer was right next to him. Malachi tossed the pass. Cohen Wood was in the way, tried to duck out of the way, and the timing was off. But the foul's on Anderson, and Green hits the free throw. So Cohen Wood says, hey, that was my fault. So smiles on the faces. Irish up 9-2. Up 9-2, and he hits the second one to make it 10-2. 5:46 to go, first quarter. The Sales off to a nice start, and there's a number 0 palm the basketball right in front of Coach Wood. Wood's talking to the official. Shot missed from the corner by Wood, by Conklin. Rebounded by Beery, but he steps out of bounds trying to save the ball. Caleb Bingham's going to check in for Jackson Gazelle. Jackson sits down with those four early points. Panthers will press. Inbound to Maddox Filer. Maddox surveying the floor, reverses his dribble. He'll take it across the timeline against Leister. Leister cuts him off, hands off to Spencer Green. Spencer cut off on the dribble drive, gets it to the elbow to Bingham. Bingham is going to get called for a, we'll see what, the,
12.
Oh, they called it on 12. I thought maybe they were called on Bingham. He was kind of moving the screen going there.
I saw the same thing.
In the right corner, it goes to Green on the inbound, up top to Filen. Filen surveys the defense, gets it right wing to Green. Won't use the screen. He cuts to the right side, kisses it off the glass. Those are the shots that all season they've been either a little too soft or a little too strong, and he got in the groove in the second half. Oh, and he hits his second field goal. Spencer's got six first quarter points, and I said, oh, as Bennett Anderson caught the ball in the corner and just launched one, and it hit about halfway between the wall and the back of the backboard on the iron bracing. It was way off. 12-2 to Sales. 4:54 to go first quarter. Maddox filing in the front court all the way to the foul line. Gets it to Spencer Green. Now in the corner, pass to Wood. Now to Raymond in the lane. Raymond strip, gets it back, tips it to Bingham. Bingham faces the basket, kick in the corner to Malachi Raymond. Up top it goes to Filen. Maddox pass tipped away and stolen by Conklin. Conklin comes the other way. Maddox cuts him off. Irish turn it over. In the right corner it goes to Beery. Or excuse me, that's Anderson. And cross-court pass knocked away by Filen. Or, geez, by Malachi Raymond and out of bounds. Malachi looks confident and very active after the injury layoff. It was a broken finger, but it required some corrective surgery. They swing it over to Beery. Beery with Green on him. Long cross-court pass to Osman, who's checked in. Stone Osman, a 5'10 senior. Back to Beery, and Beery hits a deep three. He was closer to Coach Wood on the sideline than he was to the three-point line, and it was nothing but net. Now Green on the right wing with it. Beery's shadowing him. Gets it to Bingham. Loses the handle. Ball bounces out to Wood. Irish will reset. 14 on the shot clock. Green now left wing. Deep three. He's got it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. Spencer Green in that second half. He got it going, and he's just got to keep it going. This is the guy we've been used to watching. He's just been a little off, pressing too much his senior year early on. Hopefully this keeps the momentum going to Liberty Christian. There's an air ball by the Panthers. Irish with the ball now up 15-5. Green out top, Beery on him. Spencer with 9 first quarter points in the corner. Raymond, Malachi Raymond hits the three. DeSales, you got to have amnesia. You got to have a short memory when you play back-to-back games, and they are playing loose here. Oh. Hank Gordon, Edward Jones three by Malachi Raymond has the Irish up 18-5. We got a whistle the other way. I missed that, Lom. What happened there?
Spencer went over the back.
Okay, so that's a foul on Spencer, his first. Timeout on the floor. DeSales off to a nice start against the Asotin Panthers. 18-5 with the lead. Panthers with the ball. And we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want
and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy, crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new crispy onion cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
9 further first quarter points for Spencer Green, but he went after a rebound there and went over the back, picked up his first foul. Now, Asotin will inbound under their own basket down to our left. They get it to Beery. Now to Osman in the right corner to Conklin, but no room to shoot. He'll give it up to Schaefer, who's checked in. Schaefer's pass tipped and taken away by Caleb Bingham. Nice defense. Also in the ball game is Jake Warwick, the 6-foot sophomore, and Mateo Jimenez, a 5'10 freshman.
Oh, yes.
They get down low to Warwick. Pass up top goes to Jimenez. Jimenez on the drive. He's stripped. Loose ball picked up by Cole Eller. Both teams subbing during that timeout. Eller off the bench. He passes inside, knocked away by the Irish. Loose ball picked up by Jimenez, and he has it slapped away by Sawyer Beery. Beery, a senior. 1, 2, 3, 4 seniors started. They have 6 seniors on their roster. Into the ball game for Asotin, Isaiah Finster, a 6'1 junior. Both coaches, it's Christmas break. It's a non-league game, getting a lot of players in the game early. Right wing to Green, deep three in front of the Panther bench. Off the mark, won't go. Jimenez goes high for the rebound. His putback is blocked out of there by Finster. Loose ball picked up by Conklin, and then Conklin is fouled by Jimenez. Conklin was heading up court. Jimenez always hustling. Conklin put on the brakes, and Jimenez went right up the back. There is a rule change a couple years ago where you can actually call a foul on the offensive player if the judgment is that they moved in front of the player and then stopped.
Did they really do that?
I don't know if they did that in high school, but I know that's a rule. It was a rule in college last year.
Yeah, that's a rule that's abused pretty badly at times.
Finster goes up and in from the right side and banks it in. So Isaiah Finster, 6'1 junior, producing off of Coach LeBlanc's bench. Irish up 18-7, 1:50 to go first quarter. The Sales, Spencer Green drives in, draws a contact, little running one-hander. He scores it, 11 for Green. Now on the drive is Beery. Cut off, he'll give it back to Leister. Now to Osman. Osman back to Beery. Pass it over to Eller. Eller from three-point distance won't go. Oh, there's a collision as Warwick chasing the loose ball out near half court. And no foul call. Just out of bounds. The Asotin player was chasing behind him, and there was some contact there, but no call. Beery will drive in off the inbound play. Shot won't go. Rebound. Jackson Gazelle is back in. Gazelle outlets to Spencer Green. Spencer on the right baseline to Warwick. Cut off by Eller. Kick back out to Green. Green spins to the basket. Cut off. Kick out to Warwick. Open for three. On the way.
Oh,
good.
Oh, sweet.
Spencer Green drew 3 defenders down on the end line. And Warwick set his feet, caught it, shot it, dropped it. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3, the third of the game by 3 different players for the Irish. 23-7 to Sales. Inside a minute to go, first quarter. Long jumper by Leister. He hits a 3. A left-handed jump shot by Tekoa Leister. 23-10. Scoreboarded are right. Hasn't changed yet. Bingham gets the ball down low, little hook shot. Nice pass, entry pass by Gazelle. Now the scoreboard. The Sales to-do list needs to get Pepsi in here and do some tuning up on the scoreboard. The horn sticks, and the scores aren't synced up all the time on each end. Bingham misses the first free throw. The foul was on Finster. First free throw attempt for Caleb. He'll get one more. Asotin has yet to shoot a free throw. Spencer Green is 2 for 3 from the line. Bingham's second one also off the mark. Rebound chased down by Eller. Eller gets it out to Anderson. Anderson pushes the front court. Panthers can play for one shot, and then Warwick comes up and fouls Anderson. That's Jake's first foul. Third on the Irish. 16 seconds to go, first quarter. Now they'll set up the play. They got four players across the foul line extended. Out top with it is Sam Schaefer, another player checked in. And Schaefer hits a three. Sam Schaefer comes off the bench and hits a three. That's a third three-pointer for Asotin. 23-13. The Sales can't get a shot up. Maddox Filan got it to Warwick, but Warwick tried to drive. Well, 10-point lead, but Asotin hanging in there. 23-13 Irish when we come back for the start of the second quarter on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha,
Hi,
LLC.
This is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the Sales, after struggling from beyond the arc against very good man-to-man defense by Moses Lake Christian, the Sales, I think yesterday, had only 2 3-pointers in the game. They've got 3 here in the first quarter by 3 different players. Green, Malachi Raymond, and Warwick, each with 3. Asotin has 4-5 field goals in the first half. 3 of them are 3-pointers. There's a little jump hook in the lane for Asotin to start the second quarter. Dylan Finney hits it. And Asotin has it down to an 8-point ball game. DeSales had that fast start. Looked like they might run the Panthers out of the gym. But they're hanging in there. There's a little pick and roll. Warwick gets it to Raymond. Wow. Raymond's shot is short. No foul call. Irish got to hustle back. They get in the front court to the Panthers to Schaefer. Schaefer on the drive. Kicks right corner to Anderson. He dumps it. We got a whistle and a foul on the pass to Finney in the post. And it's going to be a foul on DeSales. That's on Maddox Filan. His first. Jackson Gazelle. Jake Warwick, Malachi Raymond, Maddox Filan, and Cohen Wood on the floor for the Irish start second quarter. And the Panthers throw it away on the inbound. Filan's got it. He drives in, dumps it for Wood, and Cohen will reset the offense out to Cassell. Back to Maddox. Maddox got all the way to the rim and shot that. Oh, he missed Wood, but it went right to Warwick. Maddox Filan, a little bit of a tough sequence there on this offense.
There we go.
Wood finds Raymond on the cut to the basket, and he's fouled. That's a nice play. Wood drove into the lane, drew the defense. Maddox was standing down in the left corner, sliced down the side end line, and the All-State quarterback on the football team got it to his classmate who gets fouled, and Malachi got to work on the free throw shooting touch. He didn't quite find the rim there.
That must, no, his bad fingers on the left hand, so no excuse.
Second free throw is also short. Did get the rim, though. And a hustle after the rebound is the Panthers come up with it, but Warwick made him earn it. Right wing pass to Conklin. Conklin, 12 points yesterday, including 3 3-point field goals. He hasn't scored yet. And now he throws it away to Filan. Maddox takes this one hard to the basket. He scores. Last time down, Maddox was in a similar situation. Drove it right down the lane and then tried to get cute with the passing, and this time he lowered the shoulder, got right into the chest of the defender, drew the foul, and the basket dropped. The foul is on Schaefer. Maddox has 4, and we'll go to the free throw line. Free throw is off the back iron. Misses. Wood with the rebound. Kicks it out to Filan. Up top to towards Spencer Green, but he can't get it. and Conklin chases it down. They swing it over to Schaefer. Is that a three?
No.
That was a two.
Conklin.
Okay. Yeah.
Get in there.
Cohen Wood hits the shot. Cohen's first bucket. Irish up 27-17. Now with it on the drive is Conklin. Conklin and Gazelle fighting for the balls. Jackson's on the deck. Asotin gets to the ball first. Sam Schaefer's got it now. Shot clock down to seven. Down low it goes to Finney. Finney, turnaround jumper over. Raymond is good. Dylan Finney, the 6'1 senior post player, has two field goals here in the second quarter. 27-19, Irish lead is eight. Right corner pass to Green. Green dribble drive gets splits the defense, and it's an offensive foul. Got by the first guy, and then Bennett Anderson was waiting for Spencer Green, and that's two fouls on Spencer. And Bennett Anderson, the 5'7 senior, fired up by the good defense. He'll get a break. And Sawyer Beery checks in. Also coming out for the Panthers is Finster. And Conklin checks back in. No, number 12's in. That's Leister. Tekoa Leister. They get it to Conklin. Conklin down
to
Finney. And Finney is fouled at the rim. Finney's a physical-looking guy. I'm guessing he's a big part of their football program.
Wow, that looks like all ball.
Fouls on Malachi Raymond. And Finney, who has 4 points in the court, will go to the line. And just like that, if he makes two free throws, it's down to a six-point game. The Irish fast start. Asotin has appeared to survive it. Irish scored 23 first-quarter points, led 23-10 at the end of the quarter. Or 23-13, excuse me. 10-point lead, and Finney misses them both. Raymond with the rebound. Irish can get it back up to a 10-point advantage on this possession. Raymond on the, or Maddox filing on the drive, gets it to Green. Now they spin it around left wing, left corner. Now to Raymond, swing it back around to Green. Spencer's long three won't go. Rebound by Schaefer. Gets it knocked away, gets it back. Now to Beery. Beery with Wood on him. Right corner pass goes to Conklin. Three on the way, it's an air ball. Raymond on the backside, the rebound, but has it stripped away by Finney, and it, Schaefer gets it and lays it in. Coach Wood wants a timeout. It's down to a six-point game. 4:34 to go in the half. DeSales up 27-21 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
How many
FM.
Points does four have?
None.
Two?
4:34 to go in the first half. Coach Wood had to be pleased overall with that first quarter. 23 first quarter points. But we're approaching the halfway mark of the second quarter, and DeSales has just two field goals in the second quarter. They've been outscored 8-4 by Asotin in the second quarter. Left corner pass goes to Wood. Find Filan at the foul line. Maddox shot too strong. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Kick out to Green. Swing it back to Maddox. Maddox on the dribble drive. Cut off kicks in the corner to Gazelle. Back up top to Wood.
Cut through the middle.
As in sync as they were, they're out of sync now. Wood on the drive, and he scores it. Nobody was moving, so Cohen spun to the basket on his own, The Irish had all their players away from the basket, which I thought they could have, would have, should have done more of that against Moses Lake Christian. And Wood gets his second field goal and can complete the three-point play, but he misses the free throw. The Irish are 0 for 3 from the line, 0 for 4 here in the second quarter. Just 2 of 9 for the game. But Cohen's got 4 points. There's a shot inside by Finney. Won't go. Rebound Green. All white shirts underneath. Sales try to stretch it back out to a 10-point lead. Maddox Fine pulls up from 15. He's got it. So the Irish have scored 4 in a row since the timeout and have it back up to a 10-point lead at 31-21. Defense, the chant from the Irish cheering section across the way. Leister gets it to Finney. Finney backing in on Cazell. Can't hit the shot. Leaves it short. Rebound Malachi Raymond. Good defense by Jackson. Now Maddox filing on the left wing up top to Wood. 16-footer straight away. He's got it. Cohen Wood. Nice rotation. Cohen has 6 in the quarter. He only had 2 in the game against Moses Lake Christian. Lester drives in. Cut off. Kick it out top to, no, that's Leister with the ball. Leister misses the shot. Rebound, Cohen Wood. Now Jackson Gazelle will run the offense and bring it up court. He's a senior. He's played behind a lot of good players in his career. He's going to get in the start this year. Malachi Raymond now has it. Gives it back to Spencer Green. Spencer on the drive. Splits the defense. Puts it up and in. He's fouled. Spencer has 13 points now, his first bucket of the second quarter. And the foul was on
21, whoever that is.
Sam Schaefer. Second foul on Schaefer. Schaefer has, I had one of his three-pointers in the wrong box. He's got 10 points. 5'8 junior coming off the Panther bench. Spencer tried to complete the three-point play. He will. 14 points for Spencer Green. Irish up 36-21. 15-point lead. Was down to 6. Now they're trying to open it up. Now up top with it is Beery. Beery on the drive. Kick in the corner to Conklin. 3 on the way. In and out. Rebound. Jake Warwick, who's checked in. Hands it off to Spencer Green. So the Sales starting to get a little bit more control after their 10-point lead got cut down to 6. Jimenez drives to the foul line. Back out to Green. Green left corner to Filan. Filan hits it. Maddox hits a 3. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3 by Maddox. He's got 7 in the quarter, 9 for the game. Irish up 39-21. Swinging around to Conklin. 3 on the way is good. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3 for Spencer Conklin. He had 3 of those yesterday against Mackine, a losing effort. His first one tonight, or this afternoon. Green sizing up Beery, won't shoot it, kick it out to Filan. 3 on the way, won't go, rebound, tipped by Bingham. Ball on the floor. No, somebody's got to get on the deck and go get that. Finally picked up by Conklin. Got to get on the ground, get that ball back. Eller on the drive to Anderson. He scoops to the hoop and he scores it. A little bit of a high dribble, but he got down the lane and put it in. It wasn't a scoop shot. I was calling the scoop on the dribble. Green to Filan in the left corner of Warwick. Goes right by the defender, draws the contact, and he'll go to the free throw line. Anderson got him from behind. Osman got him in the front. We'll see who they call it on. It's on Osman, his first. That is 5 fouls on Asotin. It was a shooting foul, so Warwick was going to go to the line either way, but the Irish will shoot free throws on defensive fouls on the Panthers here for the final minute of the half. Warwick hits the free throw. He's got 4 points. The Irish have gotten to the line plenty in this ball game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 separate trips. 7 total trips for the game, but they haven't hit very well, but Jake hits both of them. 6-foot sophomore has 5 points. A minute to go in the first half. Irish up 41-26 after scoring just 44 points in the game against Moses Lake Christian last night. Long shot won't go by Beery. Long rebound. Filan wins the race to the ball, and then a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think that's on Anderson.
Conklin.
0. Conklin with the foul. And Maddox Filum, who's had a nice second quarter, will shoot 2. Maddox has had some real good ball games. He's been in double figures 4 games in a row. 20 points up at Sunnyside, 15 against Pomeroy. But last night, just 5 points, as everybody struggled.
Now they shut him down pretty well on defense.
Yep.
He worked hard but couldn't get open.
Yep. Maddox hits the first one, misses the second one. Rebound Panthers. Coming the other way, Osmond loses a handle on the ball, and he's called for traveling. 42-26 Irish. 44 and a half seconds to go in the first half. 10 points for Maddox Filan. He's got the ball right now. He'll drive down the right side, kick right corner to Warwick. Warwick dribbles into the lane. Cut off, kick it to Green. Green in the left corner to Jimenez. Jimenez strip, gets the ball back, pass to Green. Shot clock at 12. Spencer will check it. Looks, checks the screen, doesn't use the screen, fires a long one. Eller with the rebound, outlet to Beery. Okay, so if you're going to shoot it from near, way, way out there, you got to get back on defense. Green didn't. Now he cherry picks. He's wide open in the corner, and they find him. Spencer hits the 3, Irish up 45-28. There's a buzzer beater that won't go. So that last sequence, Spencer got a screen deep on the left wing, didn't use the screen, instead shot a long 3. He followed his shot instead of getting back, which allowed Beery to score easily the other way. Spencer stayed down at the offensive end. 2 passes later, he's wide open in the corner. So his mistake on not getting back turned into a 3-point opportunity and a made basket for Spencer. Irish up 45-28 at the half. 44 points last night for DeSales against a very good Moses Lake Christian team, and 45 points at the half against an Asotin Panther team struggling a bit. Be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. The Asotin Dance Squad doing a great job entertaining the fans. At first I thought, oh, the Lady Irish cheerleaders went and changed out of their uniforms, but the Asotin Panthers dance troupe doing a great job. Wait a second.
Are they?
No, that's not a Soton. That's Aniston Jimenez right in the middle of that. Those are DeSales kids. They've got their backs to us. Anyway, the Irish dancers.
I was wondering the same thing. They're black.
Yeah. Okay, 45-28, Irish out front. They got off to a nice start after that tough outing against Moses Lake Christian, scored 23 first quarter points, led 23-13 after one quarter. Then Asotin came out strong at the start of the second quarter, cut it down to a six-point game, and then DeSales, Coach Wood took a timeout. The Irish got it rolling, ended up putting up 22 points in the second quarter, outscoring the Panthers 22-15 in that second stanza to lead 45-28 at the half. Well, another busy week ahead of the DeSales girls and boys, especially the boys. We'll look at the schedule when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, we're in the new year. Happy New Year to all of you, and of course, still in the Merry Christmas season. The DeSales boys program, their student athletes in football and basketball, have had a busy, busy end of the 2025 year, and maybe a deep breath and get into the new year. The Irish boys have a busy basketball schedule trying to catch up on those games they missed from November 25th through December 17th when they actually played their first game. No, actually December 13th. I'm wrong on that. But anyway, we play at Liberty Christian Wednesday, and that will be a big matchup for both the girls and the boys, a league game. And the Liberty Christian boys are undefeated at 9-0 and beat Garpal at Garpal last night. And so they are going to be a real tough matchup for the Irish boys. And then the girls are, I think, tied for second with Liberty Christian in the standings early. Still a long ways to go, of course, in the standings. Then the girls are off the rest of the week, but the boys will travel to Wenatchee for the third annual Native American Classic. It's a great tournament. The boys will play. Now, this schedule could change. It's changed a couple times, but Coach Wood is pretty sure this is final. Friday at 7 p.m. versus Cascade High School of Leavenworth, and then Saturday at 11 a.m. versus Tulalip Heritage, a team we matched up against in the state tournament last year. So, three-game week for the boys. Wednesday against Liberty Christian, Friday and Saturday in Wenatchee, 7 p.m. on Friday, 11 a.m. on Saturday. Girls' only game will be Wednesday at Liberty Christian, where they'll tip off at 6. So that's a look at the schedule. Take one more quick break. Halftime stats, second half action. when we come back. Irish up 45-28 at the half against the Soton on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Halftime scoring for the Asotin Panthers, 28 points. Coach LeBlanc, of course, all these scoring stats are unofficial. I have trouble doing one thing, let alone three or four things. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players got in the ball game. 7 of them scored points for Asotin. 2 for Lane Smith. 2 for Stone Osman. 2 for Bennett Anderson. 3 for Spencer Conklin. He had 12 against Mackay yesterday. Irish have done a good job on him. 3 for Tekoa Leister. No, check that. 0 for Tekoa Leister. I put one of his baskets in the wrong slot. And 7 for Sawyer Beery, including 1 Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3. And then Sam Schaefer, 5'8 junior, off the Panther bench, leads them in scoring with 10 points, including 2 Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3s. For the Irish, Spencer Green has 17, 10 for Maddox Filan, 6 for Cohen Wood, 5 for Jake Warwick, 4 for Jackson Gazelle. He scored the first 2 buckets of the game on lay-ins in transition, and 3 points from Malachi Raymond. Irish will start the second half with the ball. Spencer Green has 2 fouls. He's the only Irish player with more than 1. He's got the ball at the right elbow. Finds Raymond down low. Won't shoot it. Kick out to Gazelle. Irish working down to our left. Gazelle, a hard drive, and he lays it in. Jackson Gazelle, a hard drive, drew the contact, put it up soft with the left hand. Jackson was one of the whole team basically had trouble finishing. He finished nicely in the contact, and now the Panthers turn it over in front of their bench as they come the other way. So a good start to the second half for DeSales. Panthers extending the defense. They have Filan trapped at half court, and then his bounce pass to Green actually bounced in backcourt, so a violation. So the Panthers come out with a little half-court trap. As soon as Filan got across the timeline, they nailed him. 47-28 Irish. Anderson working right to left. Kick out to Conklin. A long three, and he's got it. Second, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3 for Conklin. He can fill it up when he gets hot. He was way out there. 47-31 Irish with the ball in the lead. Right corner to Cazell. Steps behind the line but won't take it. Now Wood, turnaround jumper from the left elbow, won't go. Malachi Raymond goes high for the rebound, put it up strong without coming down, put it up way too strong, but he's fouled from behind. I think that's, no, they're going to call it on Finney. That's the Malachi Raymond that I just loved watching last year. He can get up so high, catch the ball, and then put it up softly. He's still working on getting his touch and timing. Malachi was a top 10 scorer and rebounder at the state tournament last year. At the end of the state tournament, they compile all those stats. He hits the first free throw, misses the second. Spencer Green steals the rebound away and lays it in.
Another steal.
And there's another steal by Spencer Green. Ahead it goes to Maddox Filan. He puts it up, won't go. Rebound Finney. And there's a rebound foul. That's going to be on Spencer. And that's going to be Spencer Green's 3rd foul. I got a little mixed up on my score sheet. I'm having a tough time today. So 2, 4, 5. The sales up 50-31. Had an extra basket in there for the sales somehow. I think I gave Malachi a basket on that rebound putback that he didn't make. So he just has 1 point. And Asotin throws it away again. So a long three by Spencer Conklin, but every other possession for Asotin has ended in a turnover. Mostly unforced. The sales did have a steal in there. Maddox firing past left wing to Gazelle. Now to the cutter Green, who lays it in. The sales really spreading out the offense. Which, you know, I'm laying in bed last night thinking, what could we have done different against Moses Lake Christian's aggressive defense? And one thing I thought about is maybe we spread it out more, and they really are. And Spencer, the ball was on the left wing, and he cut from all the way outside the arc on the right wing and got caught it in stride. And now who picked up that offensive foul? Who is that?
Number one.
Who took it? Was that Gazelle that took it?
Yeah.
Jackson Gazelle got run over by Asotin, as I editorialize and not do play-by-play. And there's a foul on Finney as Malachi got the ball inside. That's three fouls now on Finney. He's picked up two quick ones. Malachi's free throw is good on the first try. He's got 5 points in the game now. Irish up 53-31. They've outscored the Panthers 8-3 here in the third quarter. Malachi hits them both. He missed his first two, but he's hit 3 of 4 here in the third quarter. And now we've got a travel. Double dribble is the call as the Irish defense really getting after Asotin. Asotin put on that half-court trap on the Irish's first possession, but now it's the Irish who've been really making a difference with the pressure. Maddox Filan comes across the timeline, pass right wing to Raymond. Now he'll hand it off to Green. Green backside cut to Malachi. Malachi tried to dunk it home, and he got rim checked, but a nice idea that probably works in practice. Pass tipped away. Raymond's got it. He'll go the other way. He's fouled, and he can't finish the lay-in. Fouled by, I think, Conklin was the one chasing him down. So on that attempted alley-oop dunk, Malachi Raymond dribbled right, left to right, handed it off to Green, reversed his path, Malachi did, snuck around behind the defense on the left. Green waited for him and lobbed it up to him. He caught it with two hands but couldn't get it over the rim. And Malachi hits two more free throws.
Could have sort of maybe banked it.
Chip Bank it.
Yeah.
Well, he tried. He wanted to dunk it.
But nothing wrong with his legs, just his finger.
Okay, 55-31 Irish. 1, 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, 11. Oh, I'm off a point again. I'm on a rough scoring night. Shot missed by Leister. Rebound Irish. Only one basket for Asotin in the second half. I've had no trouble keeping track of that. Green on the drive. Kick out to Gazelle. No room to shoot. He's stripped. Tries to get the ball back. He's on the deck with two Asotin players. And timeout to Sales. Coach LeBlanc was trying to call timeout. And he just says, okay, well, DeSales gets it. 4:59 to go in the third quarter, 55-31. DeSales with the ball and a 24-point lead when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back. I have him for five.
3 for 6. I've got him.
Well, that can't be right because I'm only off 1 point.
How many?
All right. Anyway, 55-31.
4 for 6.
He's 4 for 6 in the second half. Okay, so Malachi
is
4 of 6 in the second half. 55-31 Irish. Malachi Raymond has 7 points. He's had 3 trips to the free throw line, and he's 4 of 6, not 5 of 6. Cohenwood with the back to the basket at the left elbow. Now kick it up top to Raymond. Now to Maddox Filan. Drives baseline. Finds Wood on a little cut to the basket, and he hits it. DeSales is doing a lot of that. That's an adjustment from last night. Spreading the floor, dribble drive, and then a cutter comes open when the defense adjusts. Of course, it works a little better against a Panther team that's struggling. Oh, Anderson can't hit the shot. Panthers try to follow it. Ball's loose. Green's got it. He'll come the other way. A little tough fadeaway from the left side. Won't go. That's a tough shot. Long rebound run down by Anderson, but he loses it now. Cazell gets it
back. There we go.
Head to Malachi Raymond. Well, it's very ragged. DeSales comfortably in front, and there's another steal as Leiser threw it right to Spencer Green. And Spencer goes the other way and misses the lane. 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, but he's fouled. We'll shoot 2.
Give it to Anderson.
The Panthers got it down to 6 points. Coach Wood took a time. This is in the second quarter. Coach Wood took a timeout, and it's Irish end up outscoring the Panthers 22-15 in the third quarter. They've outscored the Panthers 15-3 here, and we're just halfway through the third quarter, 3:57 to go. Spencer's free throw is good. Oh, what do we got? And so wipe out the free throw, Cohen Wood. So the foul was that before he shot it. So the free. So you got to walk us through this, Mr. Official Lon Olson.
If
so, he shot the free throw. Then they called the foul and took away the free throw.
If it was after the free throw, the free throw should have counted, but I didn't see the timing there. Depends on when he saw it and called it. I guess I'm assuming
so he must have been pushing him before the foul.
Yes, we have to assume.
All right. Well, that's the first foul on Cohen Wood. So it wiped out one of Spencer's free throws. And now Soton behind the defense with a loose ball. And Spencer Conkle will lay it in. Long pass up court to Raymond. Raymond lays it in. Irish beat Malachi Raymond. 8 points in the quarter, 11 for the game. There's a quick jumper by Conklin. It's an air ball. Spencer Green's got the rebound. It's getting ragged. Green gets it to Warwick, who's checked in the corner to Raymond. Good minutes for Malachi to get worked back into game shape ahead of the league game against Liberty Christian. Cohen Wood dribbles to the right elbow, or left elbow, and puts it up and in. Cohen's got 10. Irish up 64-33. Now with the ball is Leister. Leister in the lane, puts it up and in over Jimenez, who's checked in. Leister's first basket of the game, 64-35 to Sales. Pass on the left wing to Cohen Wood. Up top to Malachi. Coach Wood keeping Malachi Raymond out there. Got to play himself into shape, especially with Manning Filan possibly out for a few games.
Damn.
Fell and hit his head hard there in the fourth quarter against Moses Lake Christian. And there's Green on a drive. He's fouled. Soton a while back went over the 5-foul limit. The foul was on Osman, his second. So Spencer will shoot 2 free throws. I'll try to pay attention. He hits the first one. 23 now for Spencer unofficially. Maddox Filan and Caleb Bingham check in. Wood will come out of the ball game. And Malachi Raymond. Spencer's second free throw is good. And now he'll come out of the ball game. And Tice Wood checks in. So Coach Wood has seen enough from his starting group. Irish up 66-35. Maddox Filan stays out there. as a starter. Spencer Conklin swings it over to Leister. Shoots a three. Won't go. Rebound tipped. Now Leister will save it, but right to Tice Wood. Tice, a freshman, starting defensive back on the football team. Nobody picks up Maddox Filer. Maddox will shoot the three. It won't go. Rebound. It goes off of a DeSales player and then saved by Feister. Now the Panthers the other way. Pass inside, stolen by Spencer, by Jimenez. Jimenez gets it to Warwick on the drive, spins to the basket, missed the shot, but he got fouled.
Nice move. 33.
Warwick will shoot two free throws. Foul is on Feister, his third, or excuse me, just his second. And Warwick hits the first free throw. Jake's got 6 points. ...67-35 Irish. Warwick hits them both.
4 for 4. Good job. He's got the putter touch.
68-35 Irish. Up top it goes to Leister. Swing it over to Osman. Osman dribbles left to right. Back up top to Leister. Leister on the drive. Scoops inside. Ooh. Got the roll and it dropped in for Leister. Tekoa Leister. 5'9 junior scored four in a row. 68-37. 1:25 to go in the third quarter. Jimenez drives baseline. Pass out top. We got a whistle and a push foul down low. Into the game for the Panthers for the first time is Lane Smith, 6'3", and he's just a freshman. He's the tallest player on their roster. Oh, they say Jimenez stepped on the end line. Okay. Now Leister will fire a long three. Bank shot off the glass. Won't go. Tice Wood tips the rebound to himself. Wood gets it to Maddox Filer. Gets a screen from Bingham. Now left wing to Jimenez. Jimenez, left corner pass to Tice Wood. Wood trying to protect the ball from from Osman. Now up top to Maddox Filer. Back to Wood. Shot clock inside 10. Osman hustling up to defend the pass. Ends up running into Tice and picking up his third foul. So Tice Wood, I think, a chance at his first varsity points. I could be wrong on that. He did suit up a couple times last year as an eighth grader. I don't think he scored this year. His first free throw is off the mark. The Sales boys looking like they'll go to 6-1 after suffering their only loss of the season.
Atta, baby.
It's Moses Lake Christian. And Tice Wood hits the second free throw.
Books now.
69-37. Inside a minute to go, third quarter. Right corner pass goes to Feister. On the drive, goes up strong. Shot partially blocked. Smith gets it for the Panthers. Now to Leister. Drives in, cut off. Kicks out to Feister. Feister shoots a three, and he hits it. Was that a three? Yep, it is a three for Isaiah Feister. Panther fans like that. Gym starting to fill up for the championship bracket games. Moses Lake Christian's boys team and Moses Lake Christian's girls teams waiting to head to the locker rooms. Irish up 69-40. Jimenez on the drive. Little Euro step. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound. Misses again.
Good recognition.
8 minutes left. Irish up 69-40 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ, where happy tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales outscores the Soton 24-12 in the third quarter. The Irish have four players in double figures. Leiser on the drive, shot won't go, rebound Tice Wood. Tice Wood, Caleb Bingham, Mateo Jimenez, and Jake Warwick off the Irish bench. Spencer Green, the Irish senior starter, is back out there. He's got 24 points. And different people have different philosophies on this, but Spencer Green arguably is the, if you had to pick four or five athletes in the history of the Sales that have worked the hardest at being a good basketball player, he's certainly on that list. And he's close to some significant records for all-time scoring, so he's going to get a chance at some more. And Coach Wood showing his appreciation for that. And Spencer Green hits a three from the right corner. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, gives him 27. The other way, the Panthers miss the shot. Rebound Smith inside, and the big 6'3 freshman puts it back. Soton has number 5 in the game for the first time. That is Adler Sumter, also a freshman, a 6-footer. Warwick between the circles. Left wing pass to Tice Wood. Irish up 72-32. Tice Wood tries to thread the needle between three of Soton black shirts to get to Bingham. It's a turnover. Here come the Panthers the other way. Feister on the drive. He's fouled. And we'll go to the free throw line. So the Sales shot a lot of free throws in that third quarter. I didn't get a chance to count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 made free throws. Feister makes the first one. Ten out of 11, 12, 13, 14 unofficially. Feister's second one's no good. Rebounded by Bingham. So the Irish unofficially 10 of 14 from the line that quarter alone. They're 16 for 28 unofficially for the game. A tournament director's nightmare. Lots of free throws. Slowing down the schedule. Green dribbles left to right, hands off to Jimenez. Jimenez on the drive, splits the defense, leaves the lane, attempt short, rebounded by Smith, and Smith is fouled by Bingham. That's Caleb's first foul. It's 3:55 on my cell phone, and the girls' championship game was scheduled to start at 4 o'clock, so if the Irish can get to a 40-point advantage and get that running clock going, that would help. But right now it's a 29-point lead. Soton with the ball. Sumter gets it over to Finney. Now with the ball is Anderson. Drives the drive baseline. Throws a wild pass. Jimenez runs it down near half court. Tries to get it to Warwick. Warwick saves it from going out of bounds. Tweaked his ankle a little bit. He's got the ball back, though. Now right wing to Jimenez. Back in the corner to Warwick. Catch and shoot three. Well, Jake's ankle's okay. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, and Jake has become the fifth DeSales player in double figures. 75-43. There's an air ball by the freshman Smith. Tice Wood comes up with it behind the back with a dribble against Anderson, the senior. Good job by Tice handling the ball. Well, now he loses a little bit, gets it back. He's trapped in the corner, tries to get inside to Bingham. Bingham loses it, saved by Anderson to Sumter. Sumter, the freshman, two freshmen on the floor for the Panthers. Now they get it down low to one of them, Smith. Smith spins to the basket. So Lane Smith gets a bucket. 75-45. Irish lead is 30 points. Green deep on the right wing. He'll drive inside. Kick left corner to Wood. Wood on the way for three. Won't go. Green with the rebound. He's fouled on the putback by Sumter.
Good call from way out.
So Spencer has 27 points. He's back at the line. I'm guessing he'll come out after this. You wanted to you know, work on that scoring record a little bit, but you don't want anybody getting hurt here in this situation in the game. And here come three Irish substitutes. Actually, two, as Jason Guest will have to wait for Spencer to shoot the second free throw. So now we have Ben Garcia, 5'10 junior, in there. Nick Quattle, the 5'10 junior, one of the captains on that state championship football team. And Spencer hits both free throws. So Spencer will finish his night with 29 points, his season high. His next game will be at Liberty Christian, where he set a school record last year by scoring 49 points. We'll take whatever he can give us in that game, but a win is a big deal against Liberty Christian. They are undefeated. There's a shot by Beery. Won't go. Rebound by the Panthers. Shot won't go. Another rebound and a foul. So Nick Quattle took an elbow right to the face, and he's also going to get a foul called on him. He's checking his nose to see. As the big, lanky Lane Smith, the 6'3 freshman, will shoot two more free throws. He's scored 6 points off the bench. Actually, 5, 7, 8 points off the bench. Did he make that first free throw?
Yes.
Yes, okay. 2, 4. Oh, I'm in the wrong dang line. Dang it. I didn't think he had that many points. He's got 3. He misses the second one. Warwick with the rebound.
Oh, man. They're letting him hammer a little bit.
Warwick will get the rebound and get it to Wood. Into front court to Quattle. Nick gets it to Ben Garcia. At the top of the key, left wing to Warwick. Warwick drives left side. Kick out to Quattle. Up top to Guest. Swing it to Wood. Wood will fire the 3. He rattles it home. Tyce Wood, the Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3. The Sales hit 10 of them against Pomeroy, only 2 last night. And I got to count them up at the end of the game, but they've been solid on the shooting. Drive to the basket by Conklin. He'll put it up and in. Conklin has 10 points, only 3 in the first half. He had 12 against Mackay. Irish did a good job on him defensively. 80-48, Irish, 3:49 to go. Up top to Jason Guest, the senior of drive to the basket. 4 players surround him. Kick out to Tyce Wood. Swing it to Warwick. Sales being very unselfish. In the corner to Garcia.
Nice.
Finds
pass,
Warwick
Ben.
Wide open underneath. Jake can't finish, but he's fouled. Ben Garcia in the corner. The junior, a nice left-handed bounce pass, hit Warwick on in stride, who was cutting to the basket. The foul was on Beery, his first, and Warwick will shoot 2 free throws. He's 4 for 4 from the line unofficially.
Ooh.
He misses the first one. He's got 10 points. The Sales has 5 players in double figures. Green leads away with 29, 11 for Raymond, and 10 each for Wood, Maddox Filan, and Jake Warwick. Jake misses them both. Rebounded by Osman for the Panthers. 3:30 to go in the ballgame. In the right corner, a long 3 attempt by number 23, Blyton Holtman. Won't go, but the Panthers get the rebound. They'll reset. Holtman with it. Gets it down low to Smith. He can't hit it inside. Goes after his own rebound. Keeps it alive, but Warwick ends up with it.
Take
Warwick,
it.
1-on-2. He'll go all the way in. It slips.
Uh-huh.
And he's trying to go in 1 against 2. Tried to put on the brakes. Slipped and traveled. His old golf coach was a little disappointed by that. 3 minutes left in the game. Irish up 80-48. Holtman will fire a deep 3. Looked good, but it's off the mark. Rebound tip controlled by Sumter. His putback won't go. But he's fouled by Quattle. Nick picks up his second foul.
That was on Ben.
Oh, they called that on Ben?
Ben Garcia, yeah.
Oh, okay. So 1 foul on Nick, 1 on Ben.
He's in the book.
2 free throws for Sumter. Sumter misses the first one. He's a 6-foot freshman looking for his first point of the game. 80-48.
He's in the
second
book.
Second one is good. 80-49, 2:50 to go. Guest has it in front court. Pass on the baseline to Garcia. Finds a cutter, Warwick, but that pass, as good as Garcia's pass was a moment ago, Ben's was a little off target there. The other way comes Holtman, shoots it off the side of the backboard. Tyce Wood with the rebound. A lot of dribbling. He's tangled up and Coach Wood will call a timeout to save his son. So Tice, a lot of fancy dribbling, end up on the floor. Osman, the senior, all over him. And a timeout called. Osman ended up losing his shoe in the process. 80-49. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
So DeSales will inbound in backcourt. Jimenez, Wood, Bingham, Garcia, and Quattle. Looks like this will be the group that will play out the last 2.5 minutes. Leading 80-49. The Irish will go to 6-1 on the season and finish third in the Christmas Classic Tournament. Garcia on the drive.
Wow.
Has it knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Asotin.
Asotin.
The Sales will inbound with 9 on the shot clock. Get it down low to Quattle. Oh. Kick out pass for Garcia, stolen away by Holson.
Oh, Holman. Didn't call it down here. Don't call it down there.
Holman has been watching that inbound play from the bench all game long. He knew right where that pass was going. And now a foul is called on Bingham, his second. That's 5 on the Irish. So Holman, Blyton Holman. Okay. All right. I'm pausing and reflecting. There's a Soton Panther fan sitting across the way, and he's straight across from my line of sight. And I thought, God, is that Jim Holman, a longtime baseball coach and a very good football coach as well as a Soton. He's bald-headed. He's got a gray beard, which last time I saw him, that wasn't the case. But that's his son. So Holman hit the 3 from the corner. He missed both the free throws, though, right?
Yes.
As I get talking away. So Jim Holman, very good assistant coach back in my day. Garcia now bounce pass inside to Bingham. He goes up strong. Shot won't go. Rebounded by the Panthers' Feister. Now shot up by Smith. Lane Smith shot won't go. I'm going to have to find a way to say hi to Coach Holman after the ball game. Haven't seen him in a long time. In the left corner goes to Wood. Wood's long jumper won't go. Rebound inside Jimenez. Trying to power it up. Shot won't go. Blocked. Ball's loose. Wood's got it. We're down to 1:18 to go. Wood gets it to Quattle, to Garcia. Back to Wood. Tice in the right corner. Nick Quattle. No room to shoot.
God,
up top
Nick.
To Tice Wood.
Put it
out
of
Jimenez. Shot clock at 12. Screen for Jimenez by Bingham. He goes to the basket. Shot won't go. I think the officials have swallowed the whistles at this point.
Yep.
Got to get this game over with. Holman spin. No, that's Schaefer with a spin to the hoop. Won't go. Now a rebound and a foul called. Smith got the rebound. That was an acrobatic spin to the hoop by Schaefer. And he got a smile on his face. Coach likes it as well. Coach LeBlanc. Kids are struggling, but they're having fun. Asotin's going to drop the 2-5. Lane Smith misses the first free throw. He's got a lot of opportunities. 6'3 freshman has 3 points. I was on the wrong line. Pfister above him in the scorebook, in my little homemade scorebook. Smith hits the second one. 80-54 in the final minute now. 45 seconds and counting. In the right corner goes to Jimenez. Up top to Quattle. Over to Wood. Tice will fire the 3, and he hits it. Tice Wood hits his second. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3-pointer. Up top, Holman. Oh, check that. That's Holman. Holman hits his second 3 of the ball game.
That's supposed to be a grandson, huh?
I don't know.
Same
and last now
name.
Tice Wood will dribble it out.
There we go.
And they'll play catch. The Sales boys will win it 83-57. And take the third place finish in the four-team Christmas Classic tournament. We'll be back with a happy total on 94.7 FM KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Highly contagious respiratory diseases are easily transmitted from cat to cat through direct contact, through the air by sneezing or coughing, or by contact with humans if they've been close to infected cats. Infected cats can seem to have a cold or fever and may develop pneumonia. The best protection for your cat is a regular examination and a comprehensive vaccination program provided by your local veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live as the girls' championship game is getting ready to go. The two teams are warming up, Moses Lake Christian and Columbia Burbank will play in the girls' championship. The Sales boys win at 83-57. They scored 44 points in the loss of Moses Lake Christian last night. They got 23 in the first quarter. They got off to a fast start. Spencer Green, 11 first quarter points. Four other Irish players scored. And then the Irish, a little bit of a slow start to the second quarter. About 3 minutes in, they only had 4 points on the board. And Asotnik cut the lead down to single digits. And then Coach Wood took a timeout. The Sales responded nicely. And about scoring Asotnik 22-15 in the second quarter. It was 45-28 at the half. And then the Irish had their best offensive quarter of the game in the fourth quarter. Six different players scored points. The Irish outscored the Panthers 24-12 and blew it wide open, led 69-40, heading into the final 8 minutes where they were outscored by Asotin 17-14 in the final 8 minutes. So the Sales boys on their record do 6-1. Asotin falls to 2-5. Big game in league competition. The DeSales girls and boys travel to Liberty Christian on Wednesday. Liberty Christian's boys are 9-0 on the season. They beat Garpal 56-40 last night. It'll be a tough one for the Irish, who look like they could quite possibly be a bit shorthanded, as Manning Filan did not suit up tonight after hitting his head hard on the floor in the Moses Lake Christian game last night. For the Panthers, who will next play Tuesday at Freeman, that'll be a tough matchup. Freeman played in the state championship game last year at the 2B level. Coach LeBlanc got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All 12 of his players in the game, and 11 of them scored. One for Adler Sumter. Two for Stone Osman. Two for Bennett Anderson. 4 for Dylan Finney, 4 for Lane Smith, 6 for Blyton Holman, 7 for Sawyer Beery, 8 for Isaiah Pfister, and then 2 players in double figures, Spencer Conklin, 10 points, Sam Schaefer, 10 points as well. Free throw shooting for the Panthers. They were, let's see, 0 for 2. I forgot to total this up. 0 for 2, 0 for 4, 1 for 5, 1 for 6, 2 for 7, 2 for 8, 2 for 9, 3 for 10, 3 for 11, 4 for 12, unofficially from the free throw line, were the Panthers. Scoring for Coach Wood's squad. He got all of his guys in the game as well. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 players. And 7 of them scored points. 6 points for Jackson Gazelle. Jackson, a couple of hard-driving lay-ins to start the game, and then a hard-driving lay-in in the third quarter for his 6 points. 7 points for Tice Wood. Tice, a couple Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in the fourth quarter. And then 5 players in double figures for the Irish. Jake Warwick came off the bench to score 10 points. 10 for Maddox Filan. 10 for Cohen Wood. 11 for Malachi Raymond, who got his first start of the season coming off that finger injury. And then Spencer Green scored in every quarter, totaling 29 points. He had 3 Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. He was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of 10 from the free throw line. After scoring 24 points last night, 20 in the second half. So Spencer, a rough game against Moses Lake Christian, especially offensively, only scoring 4 in the first half. He had 20 in the second half and 29 more in this ball game. So Spencer seems to be heading in the right direction with his offensive output. The Sales went to the free throw line 32 times, hit 18 out of 32. Well, that's the tale of the tape. Dairy Queen player of the game. Lon, what's your thoughts on that?
Okay, I was thinking Tice, but I forgot about my boy Jackson.
Yeah, I did too.
Who did started out well. He played good, solid game. Very few. I don't remember any turnovers. And, he just worked real hard. We called him defensive last night. Maybe we can call him offense tonight.
Yeah, he was honorable mentioned last night, and I did forget about him as well until I read the stat sheet. But Tice Wood, sometimes you grab those freshmen who aren't going to get many minutes probably from now on. But he hit a couple of those threes. But let's go with Jackson Gazelle, the senior, puts in a lot of effort all the time, and he ran the floor hard to get in position to hit a couple lands to open the game. And then he drove into the traffic, drew the contact, and hit a left-handed shot over the front rim in the third quarter. So Jackson Gazelle, our Dairy Queen player of the game. In the girls' contest, our Dairy Queen player of the game was Lindley Donnelly. She hit a big three in the third quarter that stopped the Mack High rally. So the girls win 46-33 to go to 5-4. And take home third in the girls' bracket of this Christmas Classic tournament. The DeSales boys win 83-57 and go to 6-1 and take home third place in the boys' bracket. So Wednesday, big game at Liberty Christian. Girls will tip off at 6, followed at 6, followed by the boys at 7:30. With that, Merry Christmas in the Christmas season. Happy New Year. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. And we had a daughter-father combo back at the station. Juliana got us going. Rod Pizzari finished it off. So thanks to you back at the studio. It was another great job. So on behalf of Lon Olson, this is Mike Speed saying God bless and enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll return you to the studios of 94.1 FM KHSS2.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.